Hello. My name is Oscar, calling from Research Associates. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir. And are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not at all interested in the race for governor and statewide elections in October 2023?
Yes, I guess so, yes.
Very interested or somewhat interested, sir?
Very.
Very, thank you so much. This is very quick, by the way. Let's move on. Do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
African-American.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the conditions of public school buildings.
Not satisfied.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of a school building is very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you, sir. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, little confidence, or not at all? No confidence at all. Not at all. Okay. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against,
definitely
or definitely vote
for.
Against? Definitely vote for?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one says, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Or, because of the rise in the cost of homeowners' expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Which one do you... Which one do you agree with more, first one or second one?
First one.
Thank you, sir. This is the heaviest part of the survey. After this, we're pretty much done. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced a little or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools, where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. First statement says, learning that money is allocated to every public schools in the city, would that strongly influence you, somewhat influence you, a little, or not at all in your support?
Strongly,
thank you. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Would that strongly influence you, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. How much that would influence you, sir, strongly, to support the millage?
Strongly,
thank you. Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would that strongly influence you, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Strongly,
very well. Almost done. Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Would that strongly influence you, sir? Somewhat, a little, or not at all in your support?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, very well. Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. How much
somewhat.
That would influence you?
Somewhat,
thank you. Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. How about that one, sir? Somebody influenced you. Thank you. Let's move on then. Almost done. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Definitely vote for.
Thank you, sir. As we conclude the survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone you hassle a parent of a child enrolling in a New Orleans public school?
No.
No. Are you or anyone you hassle a teacher at a New Orleans
No.
public school?
No.
Are you or anyone in your household a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
No.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Are you 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
61 and above.
Thank you. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate.
Some college,
thank you. Do you rent or own your home?
Own,
thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, sir. Have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.
Thank you.